If you live in Vermont, there's a good chance your electric bill will go up a bit this fall. State regulators at the Department of Public Service have approved a rate increase for Green Mountain Power, the state's largest utility. If the increase is approved by another state board, electric bills would increase by about 0.9% starting in October. We wanted to learn more about how this rate hike got approved, so we're joined by John Copans. He's the deputy commissioner at the Department of Public Service. John, thanks for speaking with us.
Great to be here. Thanks, Alex.
For three out of the past 4 years, GMP customers have actually seen their electric rates decrease. Why is the rate increase necessary right now?
To be precise, actually, in the three of the last 4 years, they've actually had a bill decrease. In a couple of those years, there's been sort of a rate increase. This year, the bulk of that increase, and again, it's less than a 1% increase, is as a result of what are called sort of power adjustment costs.
And when you talk about power adjustment costs, for the average person sitting at home trying to learn more about how this all affects their budget, explain a little bit more about why those costs are increasing.
My understanding is transmission costs, which are part of their power costs, are going up. And that's because we are part of a regional system, ISO New England, and we, all of our Vermont utilities, pay to be part of that regional system, and there have been some increases in transmission costs. To some degree, the net metering program has also contributed in a marginal way to the increase in cost as well, although I think it's important to note there that net metering, typically that program, you pay more costs up front and then you reap the benefits of those systems over time.
Net metering is where people have renewable energy sources that they generate and then they could sell it back to the grid. Is that the idea?
That's correct.
It's the mission of the Department of Public Service to be the advocate for the public, for utility customers and negotiations like this one with Green Mountain Power. Specifically, what gains did you negotiate for the public here? I mean, what are people getting when they pay for this rate increase?
I think what's important to note is that in the initial filing from the utility on June 1, this was actually a 3.53% rate increase. Via the negotiations of the department and the advocacy of the department over the last 2 months, that now is an under 1% increase. This takes effect October 1 of 2016 and lasts through September 30th of 2017.
My understanding of how this whole thing works is that GMP asks for an initial increase, then you negotiate it down, and that's how you get to this end product. So my question is, what costs did GMP originally request that the department is now refusing to let the company pass on to customers?
This won't entirely satisfy you. Is we will issue sort of an after-action report on August 15th, and it's called the Larkin Report. And rate making is an enormously complex endeavor. And so what we do at the Department of Public Service is we engage a consultant. It's somebody we've worked with for years. It's a gentleman named Bill Schultz who works for Larkin and Associates. And what he will do is in 2 weeks he'll issue a report that sort of describes the original positions of the utility, the positions the department took in negotiations, and what was achieved at the end of the day. That'll be very helpful in describing what was specifically sort of gained and lost in this conversation. It is such a complex proceeding that I'm reticent to try to narrowly focus on any particular aspect.
I understand that this document is set to come out in the future after these negotiations are done, though. And my understanding is that the negotiations and the documents provided by the company aren't subject to public scrutiny in this process. Why shouldn't the public be able to see all the documents and know what took place in negotiations, you know, as it's happening?
We're actually very sensitive to that concern, and I would say the publishing of the Larkin Report will be a sort of deep evaluation of what was dealt with in these negotiations, and there will be an opportunity for any party who does not agree with this settled deal to advocate before the Public Service Board for a full investigation.
John Copans is the Deputy Commissioner at the Department of Public Service. We've been talking about the proposed rate increase for Green Mountain Power customers, which still needs approval from another state regulatory board. John, thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you so much, Alex. Really appreciate the chance to talk to you.